Thank you very much for the warm introduction. When the Shlomo presented to me this opportunity to say a few words tonight, that coincide the two holy Ma'irayas coincide the Siyum of the Masechta that was learned Bechabura, Betzibur, Be'iyun, and that the Masechta is Yuma, and the Inyanim that are the final Limudim of Masechta Yuma towards the end of the Perik is the Chilukei Kapara, and that the any Hadran type of few words would be relating to Chilukei Kapara. So at the time, I figured, well, works. It'll be Negeya that it's Erev Yom Kippur, and we'll talk to Chilukei Kapara. And it occurred to me that in the Chilukei Kapara is Mamish discussing the Tosefes in Limud HaTorah that manifests in this type of daf. The daf that's learned a week, a whole daf for a week, as opposed to the daf that you learn daily, is mamish the words of the Gemara. When the Gemara speaks about Heichi Domi Chilul Hashem, and we'll get to that in a few minutes, but then the Gemara brings the Braisa of Yohafta Es Hashem Elokecha, that the shame of Shemayim is should be Mesahev Al Yotcha. It's incumbent on every Yid to see to it that not only he loves the shame of Hashem, but that he's a catalyst for others coming to Ahavas Hashem. The Gemara says, how does that happen? B'shah, that a person is koire, v'shoyne, u'mishamish talmid chachamim. So right then and there, dafayomi is koire, and dafayomi, if it's done properly, is shoyne. But in dafayomi, you don't have a chance to be mishamish talmid chachamim. Shivush talmid chachamim in learning means the give and take of pilpula deraisa. Doing a daf in an hour, it's so taxing to get to through the koyre and the shayna that there is no time, unless you're on the Reb Chaim Kanevsky mode of daf ayomi. You're doing it for who knows how long already. And it's the next level called shimush talmid chachamim pilpulei deraisa, being mudarkei alimud, harving in the svaris of the zach. Tafa Shavua, the Koyre Vishaina incorporates a total different aspect in Limud, which is Shimush Talmid Chachamim. What was Zogin the Talmid Chachamim in the Sugyas? How did the Talmid Chachamim learn the Sugyas? Both the Talmid Chachamim that we have with us in the room, or the Talmid Chachamim that have left us a legacy of their Chidushim, that is how one does a daf in a week. And the Gemara goes on. Umasoi umatonoi benachasim abriyas. This gentleman that's a koyre, a shoyne, umeshamish, talmid chachamim, in addition to that, his quality, his behavior is exemplary. He acts the part of a Talmud Chacham. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, Kashem she'ano achacham, is Nikir v'nivdol b'chachmasai. He's also Nikir v'nivdol b'deyoysav v'balichoysav. It's a pleasure being around him. So people observe such a person, this Adam, that's Koyre, Shoyne, u'mishamish talmid chachamim, u'masoi, u'matonoi, b'nachasim abriyas. So the Briyas say, behold this person, Ploini, Shalom HaToyre, Kama noyim drachov, kama mesukainim maisov. Ashrei Aviv Shalim Doi Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalim Doi Torah. And this person is a walking Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara says, Ayoy Merelai, that this person, the Pasuk says, Avdi Ato Yisrael Asher Becha Espoir. This person, around him, there's Avas Hashem. Ployni Shalom Atoira, Kama Noim Drachov, Kama Mesukonim Maisov. So before we understand why is this unique to someone that's Koira, Shoina, and Mishamish, Talmid Chachamim, we have to understand the whole concept over here. What does it mean that Avas Hashem is spread among the broader population, not through teaching, not through preaching, but through a total different system of a Talmud Chacham who's a Koyre, a Shoyne, u'mishamesh Talmid Chachamim, and his conduct is beyond reproach. His conduct, the way he conducts himself with people, is people like him. People are attracted to him. People notice the nobility of his character. And it rubs off. And people attribute his qualities to his limud haTorah, to his immersion in Torah. And people want to be like him. Ashrei Yaviv Shalim Dei Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalim Dei Torah. Fortunate for those who saw to it that he should be learning Torah. And he said, Yisrael Asher Becha Espoir. Kadosh Baruch Hu's pride. Kivayachol. Kadosh Baruch Hu's pride and joy. And the reason could be Yerushalayim is taught, even in the beginning of the parasha we learned yesterday, by Hakel, until midu liyiras Hashem, and all over the Torah we find, by Aliyah l'regel, l'mantil midu liyiras Hashem, Meiser, when we bring Meiser Sheini b'Yerushalayim, l'mantil midu liyiras Hashem, we say in Tehillim, yiras Hashem ala medechem, I'll teach you Yerushalayim. Havas Hashem, the normal methodology of teaching, even teaching Yiddishkeit, doesn't seem to apply to Havas Hashem. And also, I think the answer lies in yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah. Because there are times of Hester Panim. V'anoichi Aster Panay b'yoyim ahu. And truly, Olam Hazeh by its very nature is a place of Hester. Toshes Choshech v'hi Laila, Olam Hazeh doyme lo Laila. Olam Hazeh is doyme lo Laila. It's camouflaged. If the Ribbono Shel Olam Chesed b'li Soif, Ahava b'li Metzorim to us. If the Nishmas would be something that without Yisoyrimus we would be able to feel palatably in our hands. If every day, the few times a day we say Moedim, we would feel that Moedim. It would be an instinct by us. That's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to thrive in a hidden world. In a world of kolo roitze litois yaveh v'yite, one has to struggle. One has to keep his balance, not to lose sight of toivosov yisborach, of the infinite love and endless benevolence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to each and every ben and bas Yisrael. So in that matzav of Hester Panim, when people lapse and are not fully in the mode of Havas Hashem, based on whatever goes on in their lives, or worse, on the lack of thinking, the lack of simas lev, speeches, proofs, compelling reasoning isn't going to do the trick. Because Hester is able to camouflage everything. If one could get up in the morning and not feel the Birchas HaMa'oros, If I don't feel it at the get-go of the morning, a good maggid isn't going to instill that within me. Because the same mechanism that stays in the way of me feeling it on my own will manage to block out the compelling reasons and the compelling ideas that a good maggid is going to tell me. Hester will work against that too, ultimately. So the only solution is to find beacons of light, rays of light, or through the darkness of the Hester. And there's a Keren Oira in the world. And that Keren Oira is the Dalet Amis Shel Halacha. The Dalet Amis Shel Halacha, Hoyav Hashem, Shari, Tzionim Be'Halacha, Mekol Mishkenos Yaakov. In those Shaorim Amitzuyonim Be'Halacha, in the Dalet Amis Shel Halacha, there's bliss, there's happiness, there's clarity, there are no questions, harmony. People that are in the Dalet Amis Shel Halacha, issues which would otherwise take away their peace, their harmonious living, they would make them live in a zone of upheaval. In the Dalet Amis Shel Halacha, ubeheicholoi kuloi oimei kovoid. And that's the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham was licked in land. The one that dedicates his life 24/7 to Dalet Amis Shel Halacha. But then the one who was a Safta de Ganecha, whose high beyosu kirib shivin ben yochoi va also beyadam, hanig bohem, like Rashi says, minig derecheret imat Torah. But he also doesn't yoitze. He's not yoitze with koyre v'shoine. He feels a compulsion to also be in those Dalet Amis. It's a ligin in the Dalet Amis. So he, in addition to his whole Seder Ayoim and his whole Seder HaShavua, has managed to develop for himself and for his chaverim a Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. An Am Dalet Amos v'melikt in Keren Oiro. And it's only natural that as years go by, from Brachas to Sukkah, and I think we just heard we're approaching a 10th anniversary. Amazing. Amazing. I'm sure whoever is the circle of these Daf HaShavua Nikis, who knew them 10 years ago and who knows them now, I'm sure there's a voice telling people, Ploini Shalom HaTorah, Kama Noyim Drochav, Kama Mesukone Maisa, Ashrei Yoviv Shalim Doi Torah, Ashrei Rabbi Shalim Doi Torah. It's a different world. It's a world of Keren Oira. And all of us, every Nishmas Yisrael, craves attachment to that Keren Oira. Everybody wants to be part of that zone where there's illumination inside the Hester, in the Hester of Aster Aster, there's a zone of light, of brilliant light. And that's the near mitzvah, the Torah Or, the Or of Torah, the Lichtigkeit of Torah. So isn't it so apropos that a siyum of these blätter of Sof Masechta Yuma, the Divrei Torah, are discussing this Nekuda, the Adifus of having such a Seder in addition to any other Seder, the addition of Ligin and Lanin when we're doing Kirab Shimon and Yechoi, when we're from Rab Shimon and Yechoi's Cheder, and we're Noyig Minik Derech Eretz, and we have the Va'olso V'yodoy of Rab Shimon and Yechoi. This is the Va'olso V'yodoy of Rab Shimon and Yechoi. It's Mashma Nefesh HaChayim that Rab Shimon and Yechoi's people, Hanik Bohem Im HaTorah, means as they're doing the Malacha Pashit, they're in HaTorah. If you have a good Gishmaka Daf HaShavua Seder, either coming up at night, or had one last night, or even had one before davening, or had one before you went to work, it's not unheard of that in the middle of work, oh, so what's going to be with Rabbi Kiveiga Za'ara? Lamaisa, is it clear, is it not clear? And what exactly are the nuances between Tosfos and the Rashba? Are they the same teretz? Are they two trutzim? And again, where taka does it lie, the Yishloim and the Va'oi? This could happen, because in the extra dimension of Korva, Vishana, Vishimesh Talmidei Chachamim, Korva, Vishana, Vishimesh Talmidei Chachamim, it's a different world. It's a different world. There's so many, that's why... We just learned yesterday the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And of course, the reason the Ksiva Sefer Torah is called Kizvul Lochemes HaShira Azoyis, Rashi says, because in order to write the Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu had to write the whole Torah. If everybody has to record for himself the Shira, you can't write the Torah Parshias Parshias, so you have to write a whole Sefer Torah to have the Shira. Oh, but the emerson is that the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, when he speaks about Keser Shel Torah, and he speaks that a person should preserve every night for Limud HaTorah, and he brings the Psukim, Kumi Roini Balayla, Rina, Rina of Torah, the song of Torah. Yoimam Yitzave Olai Chazdoi, Ubalayla Shira Imi. Shira. There's a Gemara, the Ram doesn't bring it because of the Maisa with Uzzah. But there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think Daf Tzadik Tes, Daf Kuf. Zamer b'chol yoyim. Zamer b'chol yoyim. Keep on learning. Torah becomes a sing song. Someone just showed me this summer. I really, without exaggeration, I don't recall any melodious moment comparing to that heavenly moment where someone showed me this summer a recording of Maran Rav Yashiv Zatzal sitting and learning Bezimra Ubeshira Uberina 2:30 in the morning in his abode in Meir Sha'arim, and somebody from a window was taking a recording of it. That I don't have a tzir in Gan Eden, but that's my tzir. And that's Torah, the Shira, the Zimra, the Rina Shal Torah. And that's what we're zeichet to. Koyre v'shoinu m'shamesh talmid chachamim, and everything else is memela. The groundswell of Avas Hashem within the Koyre v'shoinu m'shamesh, and what comes out achutza, yafutzu ma'inasech achutza. So really a tremendous mazel tov. The misoyrim, and the soldiers, those who are doing it. I heard the numbers already. I was told, well, Bliayin Hora, Bli Ayin Hara into the four digits. Klal Yisrael wide in America. Koyosif Hashem the Koyiten Hashem the Koyosif. It's tremendous. The Sinai of Daf Ayoimi and the Oikorim of Daf Hashavua, Tzazanin, they should be Melamed Chus and Klal Yisrael. V'azay Yoim Adin, v'azay Yoim HaKippurim, that we should be all Zoyche Taka. Like Marxim Toiva Beis Hashem. But is that really what the Olam wants, is a pat on the back 2 nights before Yom Kippur? Come on. Oyim Ha'altshein HaFamadreya. We shouldn't get pat on the back a whole year. We all pat ourselves on the back always. Who am I to be a Mashiach? And I'm not. That same sugya begins. And the Gemara says the answer is two words, Kegoin Ano. And the Gemara has a few pshatim of Kegoin Ano. One Amorah had his Kegoin Ano. Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, I think, had his Kegoin Ano. There are a few Kegoin Anos. Someone that wears the mantle of Torah. Someone that's known for his Torah. Opens him up to a whole new Kegoin Ano. Because he's an ambassador for the Torah HaKadosh. He's an ambassador of what Torah can make out of a human. And what Torah should make out of a human. And what Torah does make out of a human. And if some kind of conduct that leaves a question that people could use that example to downsize their Avodas Hashem instead of upscaling their Avodas Hashem. That's Kegoin Ano. So, of course, people that walk around with the badge of honor, Shamshei Talmid Chachamim, everybody today, Baruch Hashem, Achshe Doro, in this kind of a community is a Koyr V'Shoina. But those that carry the badge of honor and the Shamshei Talmid Chachamim, it's a Mechayiv also. It's a Mechayiv. It's a Mechayiv. It's a Mechayiv at home. It's a Mechayiv at the workplace. It's a Mechayiv in all conducting ourselves with others. With all walks of life. Kegoin Ano. But on a broader level, just being a citizen of this shtot has its own Kegoin Ano. There are shtet, but there are shtet that really, the pesek of today, there was always Yiddishkeit in pesek, there were Rabbanim in pesek, that pre-existed the yeshiva. Things were going down, the shuls were dwindling, the old generation didn't stay around. But Pesek was a shtot. But today's Pesek, which is this huge makom Torah, with Moisdes HaChinuch, state of the art, not the building state of the art, role models in Vich Medaf Mechanerzai. And now it became almost like Lakewood, Moisdes HaTorah congregate here. People are opening Mesiftas and Bote Midrashim in all sections of the town because it's an Ira Torah. It's an Ira Torah with a Keset Torah, with a crown of Torah. The whole Pesek. Pesek is not a little dot in northern New Jersey. Pesek is known for its flagship. And its flagship is Torah. Yeshiva Gedolah and the Kollel and the other yeshivas. That's what it is. A citizen of this town How's a kagoyin know? He's a Pesach Yid. It's not a Pesachtetel in northern New Jersey, where all the amenities that a Haredi Jew needs, he could find. It's Pesach. It's a Mokum Torah. And it's Mechayev and Anhag of Kagoyin Ano. There are only a handful of such towns where the identity of the town is the flagship, the Torah, the Dalet Ames Shel Aloch. So Ashreichem, Matoiv Chalkeichem, Umanoyim Goraleichem. And it's very possible that it needed a Makom Kadosh, like Pesach, to give off this inspiration of Daf HaShavua. In a Makom that's permeated with Torah on a high level, where people learn in Dalet Ames Shakua and the Dalet Ames Shel Aloch on a high level, there the inspiration for more and more and more Harchev Picha V'Amaleihu takes place. So Ashreichem, Atoiv Chalkeichem, U'manoyim Goraleichem. But we're standing 48 hours before the Yom HaKadosh. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, a Hira Tshuva. Let's ask ourselves, going into this Yom HaKadosh, are we doing justice to our title, I live in Pesach. I daven in Pesach. I learn in Pesach. I have chavusas in Pesach. I send my children to the Mosdes HaChinuch of Pesach. And that's a question that a person should, could, and if we ask it, and it brings to Ephraim Esnoidate, to Epis, what a Yeshua. It'll be the emissa Oyvi v'yishi, oyvi v'rosh Hashanah, v'yishi v'yoyim HaKippurim. Olam, all of us should go mechayil ol'chayil, all the brachas, the hatzlachas that come along with limud HaTorah, with esek HaTorah. Baruch Hashem Yaakov is nivri HaTorah azois. As long as the Eibush to help him, we should be zeichet to slichem mechilu v'kapara, and a gemar chasim v'toivah together with Gans Klal Yisrael. Thank you.